discussion. Commissioners and director discuss recent activities and items of interest. We've got two items listed here. A year-at-a-glance draft and a proposed December agenda attached.
Chair Carpenter, Barbara Baker, one more time.
Mr. Baker, nice to hear your voice.
I'm so sorry. I am.
It doesn't even have to be one more time.
Well, it does. That's what I'm going to say. I'm in Seattle for a meeting that started at 8:30, so I will be signing off now. Just one precise note.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you very much. I'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, regarding those two items listed below for general discussion, anyone have any comments or additions?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. One matter for the December 7th conference call, and then a couple of comments on the draft December agenda that Tammy sent around. I would propose a second agenda item beyond the one that you put there for December 7th that has to do with Columbia River Spring Chinook Enhancement and the approximately $50 million target that we talked about on September 7th. I mentioned at the November meeting that there had been some creative thinking done at the staff level about the possibility of some additional, some spring chinook in the Snake River, in the Clearwater River, that would be within the $50 million, within the $20 million for the Columbia River. And there had been some staff thinking about that. And I thought it might be good for the full commission to hear all of that. It involves, if it was to go forward, it would involve talking with the Nez Perce Tribe and Idaho Department of Fish and Game and Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife a little bit as well, maybe. I think it's a really good piece of work that the staff's been doing, but I'm just one commissioner, and so I thought it'd be good that everybody hear this. I think it is a significant policy matter since it involves some significant business with our co-managers. So that would involve maybe having Chris Donnelly on the phone and Ron Warren and maybe whoever else Ron Warren feels is appropriate. Just for a little discussion of that idea and whether or not the commission would put a blessing on that.
Comments?
This is Commissioner Graybill.
Commissioner Graybill.
I support that. And in fact, I would like to get to maybe expand staff's participation in examining that proposal of increased production and really kind of drill down on what is real. I think that figure of $50 million is what we could wish for, but I don't know that that's a real number. And I'd like to have staff brief us on that and weigh in on what is really possible for increases production. And let's just deal with Columbia River and the co-managers like the Nez Perce that McIsaac mentioned. I'd like to get a more real number to deal with and what our capacities are at these hatcheries and what would be allowable in terms of increased production under the auspices of NOAA and other agencies that have to weigh in on it.
I guess this is Commissioner Carpenter. I'd like to ask you, Mr. Commissioner Graybill, why would you want to limit it to just the Columbia River? Why would you not want to encompass the other part of the recommendation?
We could. I'm not sure. That's a pretty big project. I would leave that to staff. I mean, I agree that that same sort of treatment needs to be applied to Puget Sound. I'm not opposed to that. I probably would ask staff if they had wanted to divide that between those two regions, Columbia River, and then deal with Puget Sound. If they want to take it on all at once, I'm fine with that, too. The sooner we get to a real number, the better. I agree.
Okay.
That's my
I have a question for Ron Warren, if I may, Ron.
Yes, sir.
How much time would you anticipate that would take to come up with Commissioner Graybill's thoughts on what's possible, and first a timeline for that, and would the evolution of what that ultimately might say change over the next 6 months?
Thank you, Vice Chair Carpenter. I think that we could provide a larger overview of where we are right now. We have done a statewide capacity inventory for all of our facilities, so we have that work done. That money had been received and was in proviso money, so we've had people working on that both in FISH program and from our capital asset and maintenance program. So I think maybe the overview is to share that along with the funding proposals in some more detail on how we view the stepwise of what we would need to utilize all of our operating requests plus capital requests to get to fully understanding where we might have the opportunity to increase the production that we're considering.
What, Ron, is that something you could provide at our December meeting or farther out?
Mr. Chairman, I was proposing December 7th.
Don't you think we would want to have a PowerPoint on this when we're going to be versus doing it? Well, I don't know. I don't care. I'm just asking the question of when it's fundamentally going to be available in some detail.
Commissioners, I believe that we are refining our packages to where we might be able to do it over the December 7th. I think, isn't that a call?
It is.
And so we could just send out those documents that are prepared already or that we're refining, and then walk all of the commissioners through that in detail, and then provide that inventory of capacity document as well, so everybody could see what we were looking at and the work that we've done with field staff across the state to understand what capacity might look like.
Any other discussion on that item? Okay, thank you. Anybody have anything else on the year at a glance or the proposed December agenda?
This is Mr. Graybill.
McIsaac first, if you will, then Commissioner Graybill.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I'll just run through these comments and be glad to send them to Tammy so she can see those as well and be interested in hearing what other commissioners thought. But first of all, I think it would be good to finalize the December agenda soon enough so that the materials could be posted by close of business on December 7th. We've got this meeting starting on the 13th, which is the next Thursday. And I know for our November meeting, there were some things that were posted early, and it made for a very good preparation opportunity. There were a couple of agenda items, and not to point negatively at anyone, but the North of Falcon materials weren't posted until the day before the meeting. And I got a call from a constituent thinking the North of Falcon agenda item was something entirely different, and I didn't know. And it just really facilitates the public's participation as well as the commissioner's preparation. If you've got some time in advance to take a look at the PowerPoints and the materials. So let me just start with that. I'll run through all these, and then maybe Tammy can offer some perspective here. The draft proposal has number 7 in yellow, and I didn't know if that was something that was up for postponement or why that was in yellow, or had it just due to the description. Number 9, the abalone status review. This shows up on our year at a glance in April and May as a briefing and a public hearing and a decision. So I just was curious whether or not what this was about, and does this displace the April-May thing, or is this in addition to it? And do we need that much time for it if there's more coming in April and May? Number 10, North of Falcon business. Recall the discussion in November about opening up this to some emerging issues. So maybe a little bit of a change in the descriptive language. I think there was something said in November about 2020, whether that might be a three-year thing or longer. I'm not sure about the process to getting to finality on this. I don't see it again in January at the year at a glance, but if there is some changes to the policy language, that should probably go out for public review so the public can comment on it. And it's a little question of, does this come up for a decision on a conference call or added to the January agenda or what? Number 12 on executive session, I think that we have some personnel executive session follow-ups to deal with there, but also would suggest that we have a discussion in closed session about the negotiations in the Puget Sound RMP. This would be kind of a request for Ron Warren and whoever staff he feels is appropriate to be there, along with the director and anybody else he feels is appropriate. But we haven't had any details on this, and through the grapevine, there's some people saying some things are brewing, and that it would be inappropriate to talk about those in open session because it involves negotiations with the people who are parties to the RMP. So I think that would be very useful. We asked for that about a year ago, whenever anything was starting to cook on this, that the commissioners be brought fully up to speed. So with these two items, it might be that maybe an hour is needed. For item number 13, I think it's very important that some sort of a draft January meeting agenda and the latest year at a glance be posted electronically along with the other materials so the public and the commissioners can access those in advance of the meeting. Maybe my most significant comment here has to do with items number 15 and 16. And the idea here might be to switch those. So item 15 is a briefing. It does not involve a decision. It has to do with the sturgeon management policy. Number 16, though, if you read the descriptor there, you'll see that the staff is asking for the commission to provide some direction that might include a range of alternatives and some options. And I think we probably ought to expect that there'll be a fish committee report, maybe a policy review committee report, if there is a policy review committee established by them. Because we don't know what's going to happen on Saturdays, and we've got an open public comment period, I'm suggesting that we switch 16 and 15 to ensure that we get to the matter that does require a commission decision, and that would be number 16. I think it's also important on this that number 16 be open to public comment as well. So that's my little run through of taking a look at this draft agenda. It does involve a couple of questions for Tammy. So I don't know, Tammy, if you want to try to field those now or what.
I can quickly. Item 7, we're just waiting on a description. Rachel, who is the RFEG person, she's at another meeting until Monday. I'm waiting on staff for item 10 as far as the description. We've talked about it. I just don't know if they'd landed on what that should change to. The abalone stuff, I believe this is a pretty tough conversation, and I think this is the initial briefing on it, and it will come back at the, I believe, March and April or whatever the dates were that you mentioned on the year at a glance. And the rest of it, that's up to you guys what you want to change. But as far as posting agendas and stuff in advance,
well, Tammy, you and I can talk about that too. So.
Okay.
Commissioner Kerber.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, Ron Warren, I just wanted to add to the number 9 abalone status. We've recently been talking with our co-managers, sent out letters for public meetings and input from our co-managers, and that is a very important briefing, as it will involve some rulemaking as well as thought of the commission on trying to list that species in the future. We intend to call each of the commissioners. Craig Burley was down at the November meeting, and we just didn't have time to talk to each of you there. We'll do that offline and give you additional information about that before we go to the December meeting.
Very good. Thank you, Ron. Any other comments from the commission?
Just a question for Ron.
Mr. Thorburn.
Commissioner Thorburn, yeah. Ron, is it red abalone? Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know the answer to that. The abalone here in the state is a coast-wide population, and we have seen a very ongoing decline in the population for decades. So this subsection is declining. It would need to be, there was an ESA listing, it would be the whole coastwide population, which is relatively healthy. But what we want to try to do is see if we can have a rule changing event to classify abalone differently and possibly a state listing through the commission process for them. To emphasize and continue the recovery efforts that have been underway.
Thank you.
This is okay. Commissioner Graybill.
Commissioner Graybill.
I anticipate an addition to the December agenda, and that would be an item on the spring salmon allotment and catch balancing. You know, in the background, we've had a lot of correspondence from Southeast Washington counties and other state officials regarding this matter. And I think commissioners may recall the letter from the Snake River Recovery Board that detailed some potential options to that item. I've been in touch with Bill Twite, and he mentioned at our last meeting that this matter needs to be addressed in that it could potentially impact our discussions with Oregon on Columbia River policy. And so I anticipate a briefing and even potential decision. I'll leave that to Bill Twite, where he's going to be on that. I think he's prepared to provide us with some options, but we do need to move ahead of this because of the timing with our discussions with Oregon. So I would say that we can anticipate an additional item on our December agenda regarding this matter.
So, and this is Bill Twite. I'll be prepared to take direction from the commission at the December meeting on this item, yes.
Oh, Bill, I didn't know you were there. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry, I came out early to have a chance to announce myself.
Any additional comments or discussion from the commission?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Just as a question on that last discussion there. So this is an element inside agenda item 16, or is this some sort of separate agenda item? I guess that's a question for Bill Twite. I'm not sure, but it might be a question for both.
Commissioner McIsaac, this is Ron Warren. I believe it to be contained within number 16. What I heard Bill say is we would be looking for a direction there and to find out what the commission would like us to do. Commissioner Graybill is absolutely right. We've got a lot of concerned county commissioners, concerned constituents. It's a topic that I think staff would like to look at and prepare additional information for the commission for their review. and determination if there is a need for any action.
Any follow-up on that point?
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, are there any other items from the commission today? Hearing none, I will move to adjourn the Fish and Wildlife Commission conference call at 9:05 on November 30th.
Sorry.
Yes, Tammy.
I don't know if the director has any updates. Maybe he doesn't, but we might want to check with him.
Yeah.
Thank you. Director Suzuwin?
Yeah, I have no updates. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Back up again. I will move to adjourn the State Fish and Wildlife Commission conference call at 9:05 on November 16th, 2018. I'd like to wish everyone on the call a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.